Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. And this, my baby, is an amazing day because it's
May 1st.
Hallelujah.
8 months left in this year. It's hard to believe.
That's true.
There are just 8 months left. Feels like it just got started.
I know, it does.
And here we are.
We felt encouraged to ask you to think about two questions that we're going to share. In fact, we'd like to ask you to write them down on a piece of paper or put them in your favorite electronic toy. When things get a little quiet, when things are quiet, we want you to pray this prayer or something very close to it. Heavenly Father, I love you, Lord, and I'm so blessed by that you're a hedge of protection around my family. I praise you for that knowledge and the comfort it brings. But at this moment, I'm asking you to clear my mind of any negative thoughts and remove any hindering spirits. Lord, I'm asking you to bring to my remembrance 7 of the most important ways that you've manifested your presence in my life thus far in 2019. Then, Lord, I want you to stir my imagination and energize my faith on the 7 goals you'd like for me to accomplish in the next 8 months, final 8 months of 2019. Let the mind of Christ function fully and freely in me, that I may think about your business and the kingdom. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And so be it.
Hallelujah. Doesn't have to be exactly that, but something pretty close to that. But the questions need to be in that. You need to ask yourself, what's the 7 most important ways God's manifested his presence in your life this far in 2019? And ask him to stir your imagination and energize your faith on the 7 key goals he'd like for you to accomplish in the final 8 months of 2019.
And since this is our Sabbath, we can do that.
We can. For those of you who don't know, we preach on Sunday, so Wednesday's our Sabbath.
That's it.
We recommend you put the answers to these two questions on separate documents for the next 7 days. Praise God for what he's already done in your life as you begin to anticipate what he's going to do in the next 8 months. Here are 7 keys that we should focus on. Number 1, strong faith is a prerequisite for success. How strong is your faith? Are you able to believe God for healing in your body? Brother Kenneth Hagin used to say that if we can't believe God to heal a headache, how will we ever believe him to heal us of cancer? I would suggest that each of us focus on the basics of faith. First, feed your faith.
Hallelujah.
How does faith come? It is by praying, going to church. Is it by praying, going to church, fasting, begging, or even giving? Not according to Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Hallelujah. Second, act on your faith. Dr. Morris Cirillo said years ago that faith is a fact, but you must act. And in Mark 9, verse 23, it says, Jesus said unto them, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. It's important to note that Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. To believe is a verb. It's an action verb, and it requires action on our part. If action were necessary, then if actions weren't necessary, Jesus would have said all things are possible to him that has faith. But if you check dictionary.com, faith is a noun, but we must exercise our faith, which means believing and acting on it.
Amen. Third, build your faith by praying in the Spirit. Jude 1:20, in the Living Bible. But you, dear friends, must build up your lives even more strongly upon the foundation of our holy faith, learning to pray in the power and the strength of the Holy Spirit. Faith does not wait to rejoice until the goal is accomplished or the victory achieved. But rather, successful people learn to rejoice in advance of their success. I'm sure I could come up with four ways to build your faith, but we'll stop with these three right now.
There you go. For number two, know God created you for something special and spectacular. Every time someone asks us if they if we have a favorite scripture, wow, I know my husband will usually say yes. He has Ephesians 6:8. I have so many, I don't know how to land, but I have several that are right up there, right?
Yes, you do.
But other scriptures, you know, come to flood our minds too and bring things to remembrance. And one of those in the top 10 is 1 Thessalonians 1, 3 and 4. 1 Thessalonians 1, 3 or 4, 3 and 4 in the Message Bible.
I love this.
Yeah, my husband is really a crackerjack when it comes to this one. He loves to encourage our partners, and I do too. Says, it is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. When the message we preached came to you, it wasn't just words. Something happened in you. The Holy Spirit put steel in your convictions. And believe me, sometimes you need steel in our, and we need steel in our convictions. And as we were working on this teaching, we felt the Lord lead us to Acts 6:8. Acts 6, verse 8, in the Living Bible, says Stephen, the man so full of faith in the Holy Spirit's power, did spectacular miracles among the people. Honey, I'm still high on that quote that says, we are not, are you listening now? This is so important. We are not held back by the natural, by natural forces. We are only held back by what we have desire and believe God for.
That's good.
Anyway, as we were reading the verse, we felt in the Lord instruct us to give every person hearing our voice a message. He simply but powerfully said, I expect my children to do spectacular miracles. Hallelujah.
And that includes everybody hearing our voice today.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Your immediate thought might have been you can't see yourself praying for the sick with blinded eyes open, lame limbs walking, and diseases cast out. God may choose to use you as an instrument of his divine healing power, but we need to tell you, praying with someone who has a broken heart or counseling with someone who's dealing with depression, these are spectacular miracles that can turn lives around and restore families.
That is true.
So don't limit the spectacular miracles God wants to manifest in you by your past experience. He's ready to do a new thing in your life during the next 8 months.
Amen.
Number three, what you feed grows. What you starve dies.
Very much, there's lots of wisdom in that.
Yeah, absolutely. When we feed on the right stuff, our lives are enriched, and we're empowered for success. To maximize the next eight months, turn off sports or political talk radio, or the music stations that you while you're driving you're listening to, and then just start listening to CDs or MP3s instead. Listen to your pastor's sermon from last Sunday, or a professional development teaching series. Or any one of the absolutely fantastic teaching CDs or MP3s from the Debt Free Army and Rich Thoughts. And I'm smiling.
There you go.
But I believe it's true. Educate, empower yourself while you drive.
Amen.
We've shared this illustration before, but it bears repeating. If you commute more than 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, whether it's to work or on errands, that's 150 minutes a week. 7,800 minutes a year, or a total of 130 hours per year in your daily drive, which equals over 16 work days a year.
Think about that.
Wow. This will allow you to manifest the law of displacement in your life. You'll be removing the garbage others placed in your mind for the pure, the powerful, and the positive from the Word of God. I am reminded of a quote by Albert Einstein. I love this quote. It says, if you feed your mind as often as you feed your stomach, then you'll never have to worry about feeding your stomach or a roof over your head or clothes on your back.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:23, Classic Amplified. And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude. How do you have a fresh mental and spiritual attitude? It's simple. 7 words. Read your Bible. Do what it says.
Number 4, surround yourself with the right people. If we were to spend 3 to 5 minutes with you and your closest friends, we could pretty much tell you where you're going in life. And sometimes, unfortunately, their destination affects yours as well. On numerous occasions during previous Rich Thoughts for Breakfast calls, we've shared ideas on how to determine whether or not your friends are encouraging you with words, support, ideas, creativity, or motivation. Or are they just wasting your time? And truthfully, what are you doing for them? If there are goals you want to accomplish, dreams you want to see fulfilled, say in the next 8 months of your life, you need to maximize who you're hanging around.
Absolutely.
Someone once said, I know what you're saying is true, but my closest friends have been there just for years. Well, this is our response, and it's twofold. First, just add one positive, encouraging, motivated towards success friend in the next 8 months and judge their impact on your life. And second, if you choose, and it is your choice, to keep traveling through life with the same friends who enjoy living in their comfort zone, then you really have determined your destiny. After we got these words down on paper, we were rereading them to determine if they seemed too harsh. But there's truth in them from the Word of God. It backs it up. Consider these two scriptural truths. First, Proverbs 13, verse 20 in the Message Bible. Become wise by walking with the wise. Hang out with fools and watch your life fall to pieces. And the second one is from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be so deceived and misled. Evil companionships, communion, associations, corrupt and depraved good manners and morals and character. It's right there in the Word of God.
Now, we're not going to finish this today.
That's true.
But these questions that we posed earlier in the call, we strongly encourage you to answer those.
Yeah, take a few minutes today.
The time you spend today will change your tomorrow. And one other thing, the fact that we chose to do this call on May 1st with 8 months left in this year, don't fall prey to the trap. Well, I got plenty of time. I'll do it tomorrow or the next day or the next day. Because if you put it off, you won't do it. Do it today. Find the time. Ask and answer these questions today. We'll pick this up again on tomorrow's call. If you've been blessed with the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Click on the button that says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.